Why is this? Because antibodies are present in the blood. That is quite obvious. So once you apply your sample to your test, what will happen is that the antibodies in your blood will start binding to the antigen coated to the colloidal gold. That is, if you have antibodies specific for your infection in the patient, so if the patient is positive. Here I use the example of VL because I did my PhD on developing rapid diagnostic tests on VL together with Cori's Bioconcept again. So that is my expertise. So the antibodies have now bound to the antigen on the conjugate pad. You add your buffer and the migration will start. What will happen is that the antibodies that bound to the antigen with one of their arms will bind to the test line where the antigen is coated without a conjugate with the other arm, which means there's now a bridge between the antigen coated on the test line and the antigen coated to colloidal gold, which will turn the test line purple if there are antibodies against the antigen present. The rest of the antigens will continue to migrate, and since the control line is coated with antibodies against the antigen, they will stick to the control line and color it purple, whether there's antibodies against the antigen present or not. Alternatively, you can do an antibody detection ELISA, where again you use plastic 96 well plates where you coat the antigen this time.